Blog Talk Radio.
I'm still drinking 50 cent sodas while these niggas popping champagne. I sold coke in the rock just to get in the game. I thought I owed everybody that gave me fame. And when shit went bad, I took the blame. I had a crew of hard heads, they doubted themselves. Man, I was drowning in the water, they ain't throw no help. My baby mother, we cool, she part of the guild. I kept joints on the feet, her body is silk. Hood love in the air when your boys around. I couldn't save home girl from ups and downs. I'm still flipping through the book, 2 chapters to go. I write my life on Facebook, I'm just letting you know. The playground basketball, I used to do my tricks. Got what chose me and Marbury took our flicks. Haters, I reload, then I buck them down. New store, new town, they wanna fuck me now. I keep gold on my finger, no drugs around. I'm counting hundreds, bringing gold in by the pound. Now when they bury me, tell them I'm the one that's real. I took chances, live life like a fairy tale. Lucky me, been the name, but they call me blessed. Now what's life when your whole world filled with stress? Either I cheated or I love them while I'm leaving. I'm whispering sweet nothings in the ear while I'm beating. You ask me what's the reason, childhood was the reason why I can't treat a woman the way she needs to be treated. A bad father lose my kids, that's the way it works. Off the road, thank God, no more paperwork. No chains I maintain, but I'm far from free. Cause my own kids see me as an enemy. And if my pain plague rage on my conscience, me and Steph gotta chill with the nonsense. I'ma hurt better soul when it's obvious. Because I'm tired of these lanes and these promises. Man, I'm fresh about the jail, motherfucker. I was tired, I was sick up in my jail, motherfucker. I'm back like Britney, I'm straight minus the rehab. The Drake got the game, I'm the one giving the lead pass. Unsigned, underground, I'm the underdog. One mistake in the light, you can lose it all. Mystical taught these girls how to shake it fast. Nigga on tape, but N.O. taking ass. February income tax, better make it last. June come, food stamps, give it in for cash.
Yo, 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 what's poppin'? Elmira, New York, New City, New York, Rockland, New York, and this is Real Talk with Lucky Me, sponsored by Pregame Radio. Shout out to Brooklyn Black. This is Friday night edition, and we chopping it up. A lot's happened, ladies and gentlemen. We got fights going on. We got drama, baby mama drama. We got a lot to talk about. So, you know what I'm saying, if you tuned in, kick your feet up, some popcorn, take a light, and you tuned in to Real Talk with Lucky Me.
all you want to. Money, I'ma front you. Girl, I wanna flaunt
That's
you.
Right.
I'ma always want you when nobody wants you. If I die now, my love will still haunt
Come
you.
On.
Mace ain't the one that'll pay for your phone.
Mace
be the one that'll take you home.
That's
Even
right.
though I'm not the one that gave you the stones
yeah.
on your days alone, I can make you moan. Everybody know I got more bounce than an ounce.
Bad boy, get more money than you can count.
Why I'm buying things you can't even pronounce. I do it to you cash for a large amount. And when the beef come, you know where to be found. Why I be around till the winner is announced.
The winner
you go,
is.
Girl, with thousands in your palm. Why you can't let bygones be bygones?
Where do I go? What must I do if I can't live? Like I'm the only one for you. Girl, I want to be with you. Oh, yeah.
No one else.
I need you and
only
I
you.
Baby.
Why can't we just
Why can't
make
we?
It happen?
Oh.
Baby, I'm oh,
baby,
I like
I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop.
Yup, we are back. I've just tuned in. It's pregame radio. Real talk with Lucky Me. And we live from Elmira. Finally, Elmira has a voice. You know what I'm saying? Not only does Elmira have a voice, this is a town of drama. A lot of girls are fighting on these niggas out here and stuff like that. And it's a lot of, I've been getting some emails as far as the video I posted. You know what I'm saying? Two young ladies fighting or whatever. Now, like I said, I don't know the extent, the 100%, you know, truth of everything, but I know it's guy-related. It was male-related from past things and stuff like that. Was the fight staged? No, it was not staged. It was real. Thank God nobody really got hurt. You know, everybody went home to their respective homes, and it was peace. They even, you know, one of the young ladies even tried to shake it up, and, you know, for the most part, it was peaced out. But what I do want to say... All right, so what I do want to say is this. Ladies, yes, Elmira girls, stop fighting over these niggas. I don't know how many times or how many episodes I keep saying this. Stop fighting over these niggas. At the end of the day, I understand it's the 1-to-8 ratio, but there's other towns, there's other counties or whatever, you can find your good man. Even if you got to go out of state to find your good man, that doesn't mean that you have to fight over the men that you claim to be bad fathers and they don't do their job and stuff like that, but you ladies intend on fighting over these niggas. Second, Elmira girls, it's Halloween. Yes, Halloween is coming up soon. I hope you ladies are paying attention to your children. And before you actually do send your children out, learn what Halloween is really all about before you dress them up. Now, some people say, all right, it's a holiday, and it's for fun, it's for the kids and stuff like that. But to me, a responsible parent will let them know, really, where Halloween came from. Now, I don't know if I'm going to do another show before you know, Halloween or whatever, but if I had it my way, I wouldn't dress my kids up for Halloween. That's just me. Maybe I'm just talking sexy, but that's just the way it goes. Okay. Got people up in the chat room. Nice. Shout out to Brooklyn Black. Now, today, we're taking it light today. Normally Fridays, I don't really, you know what I'm saying, do shows on Friday, but we're going to take it light, you know what I'm saying. I'm somewhat, not under the weather, but I feel it coming, pause. You know what I'm saying, I feel it in my throat. I've been around people who've been sick. So if you're out there, bundle up. Ladies who got big titties, cover your titties up, because the Hawk don't play. You know what I'm saying? The Hawk don't play. He will get in there and get your titties. Now, I want to give a shout out to Mike Tyson. I watched this interview on Mike Tyson. and he let it all out. Moral of the story is, save your money. Save your money. If you make $200 every 2 weeks or every week, save $10, save $15. You never know when you're going to need your money. I understand we live in a materialistic world, but save your money. I'm playing some more music. I'm uploading some tracks. And this is Take It Like Friday, you know what I'm saying? We ain't really getting to nothing too heavy. We just going to be, you know, you want to call in 347-857-4302, and we just kicking it. And what we going to play? I'm scrolling through this thing, taking it light. What we got going on here? We're going to go to play some Janet.
And all I want you to do is be my baby boo. I know we best friends, and that's cool. Can we take it up a notch and break the rules of
Yo, I know what you need. Don't be scared. Miss, come and take my hand. Look at your cards. You never have a better hand. I've known you 5 years, so I understand. But don't understand why you've been played by many men. You're sexy, you're smart. That's why I'm into you. You always held me down like a friend should do. Hit me out. Can we take it to the next level? I'm trying to have this room shaking like heavy metal. Sex. Nope, sex ain't everything. I wanna see you in a white dress. Here's the wedding ring. Give me a shot, like Kobe when it's crunch time. I eat the pussy, yes, miss, I munch mine. Kiss to the phone, it's more than a crush. I'm kinda shy with the words, so I hit up lucky. Me and you, baby, I wanna be your man. Look at me, I'm sincere. Take my hand.
I know
hand.
Different guys that you used to. And all I want you to do is be my baby boo. I know we're best friends, and that's true. Can we take it up a notch and break the rules? I love you. I know I'm different than them guys that you used to. And all I want you to do is be my baby boo. I know we're best friends, and that's true. Can we take it up a notch and break the rules? I love you. I love you.
Kyler Taylor is in last place. He's playing horrible basketball lately. Prince, I think he would be, in the middle or whatever. He's really doing bad in the season. Now, if you don't know what the season is a basketball league that we pretty much run. It's a basketball and football league that we got, and it's combined. And, you know, it's about getting girls, dismissing them, making, you know, one your main player or not, or you being single. And so I took it upon myself, and, you know, me and Hooters.com, we are together. That's my star player and only player for now or whatever. That puts me in the top. Who's this? Oh, Brooklyn Black? Oh, you're in the, ladies and gentlemen, Brooklyn Black is in the fucking building. Brooklyn Black?
What's
Yo.
Good?
Yo, I'm chilling. I'm taking it light, man. I'm just, you know, we keeping it nice and light, stress-free day. And as you may have seen, who is the star player, man? A lot of basketball being played.
Well, I feel like this, you know, if that player is going to make, if you said that player is going to make some good moves and get you to the championship, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, go for it. You know, if you like it, I love it.
Nice. Nice. How is things going? Do you have a star player at the present moment?
It's funny you mentioned star players. Actually, yes, I do have a star player at the moment. But I was just talking to a previous star player of mine.
You know, you wouldn't be talking about the Army lady, would it?
No. Why are you not going to
You said previous, so she's in the past, so I just kind of figured.
Nah, this was even before her. And this star player, you know, during the relationship, it was kind of crazy, you know, like she didn't want to give her the ass and, you know, shit like that. And come to find out now, you know, she went to another team. They didn't even get no championship. They got to the playoffs. No championship. Mm. And then he just cut up from the king. So now she's there with this contract. And no team to play on.
Wow.
Just, you know,
I mean, maybe you've been watching, you know, in the posts and stuff like that, and I know you've been watching the videos, but a lot's been going on down up here. I mean, I said down up here, but that probably didn't make no sense. But anyway, a lot's been going down. Pregnancy tests and stuff like that, Hood Maury. There's a lot going on. Have you been watching it, sir?
Yeah, that nigga's in Elmira. All of y'all, Young Prince, Tyler, all y'all niggas, that needs to stop. You know, running around in the rain with no jacket on.
Well, just because a person don't have a condom on, the condom could break. females poke holes in condoms and stuff like that.
Common sense. The rubber breaks, stop slip on another one, or get ahead to your ski.
Sometimes you don't feel it.
Because, see, now what's happening is, and I'm not saying you guys, this is like a coast-to-coast problem. You know, we got these shorties having these dudes babies, and homeboy ain't trying to stay for the long haul, so he run, and he out. And now we got a next generation of welfare babies and kids who act out because daddy ain't there. And this is all shit that can be avoided, prevented. You know what I'm saying? And what's coming to this as far as pulling out and busting that all back?
Well, I mean, this leads back to the thing of my post, pretty much with my son. Now, I read all the posts, and I want to say thank you to the people who actually, you know, put their opinions on there. But it's not as easy as it may seem. Prime example, I don't do the parent things. I don't meet the parents or the mothers or grandparents or anything. And, you know, we don't throw her name out there because I don't give a fuck. Stephanie didn't want to give me Jordan for visitation, unsupervised visitation, because of the parents. So, you know, keep in mind, I was a, you know, past drug dealer. Now I'm home on parole, and I was trying to get, you know, some time with my son. Now, she didn't make me because, you know, but she kind of like, it was like kind of a, you meet my mom, and, you know what I'm saying, then they'll feel comfortable. I mean, like, I'm like, what do you mean they'll feel comfortable? This is our child. But I kind of figured because she's under their roof and, you know, stuff like that. What's going on, boss?
Also, it's also even if she was under her own roof.
Yeah, waiting for you.
It would be the same thing, you know what I'm saying? And this is a dude who has, you know, sisters and female cousins. So I know how it is for...
I just bought one day for 15, a brand new one. They wanted 30, I only had 15 and got it.
Mm. All right, boys. Like I said, it's Real Talk with Lucky Me, sponsored by Pregame Radio, Brooklyn Black, and On Deck. Lucky Me's On Deck, and we're taking it easy Fridays. We at the studio in Elmira, New York, 607 Chemung County, home of the babies, home of the welfare. And we chilling. Now, back to what I was saying. Now, they just made it real hard for me. They made it real hard for me, and I really don't do the parents because my mouth is real slick. And if I hear something, they say something like, "Oh, what are you doing with your life?" and this, that, none of your fucking business. Like that's how I feel. Like, I'm not married to your daughter, so mind your fucking business. Now the whole thing with his birthday, she tells me, "Oh, he's having a birthday in the Palisades Mall." Now I'm thinking two things. She will have a lot of family and friends and stuff like that there. Now I come on the scene. You know, I come bring his gift and stuff like that. And so if somebody say something slick, then I'm going to say something slick. And then we get into this whole fight, and then I'm fighting at my son's birthday bash thing. Yo, Brooklyn Black.
Yeah.
What is that thing called in the mall?
What thing?
It used to be called, tag, the thing that Jeff robbed years ago.
I have no idea what thing that Rob that you're talking about.
no, so what's the name of the place though?
Me, motherfucker.
What is that shit called?
Jeepers, that shit ain't open no more.
Oh, Jeepers, there you go.
Is
Jeepers,
it?
But it's something else there. It's like another kid place that got parties and shit.
That's not like you ain't working there, nigga.
Nah, but so I should just go, no matter what.
Yeah, no, son. You there for your son? You ain't there for them or none of that bullshit. Don't be your son, dude.
You see, you know me. Now, the way I would feel, I would call staff and say, "Yo, cancel the party, and let me just take him for the day." Would that be selfish of me?
Well, not because see his birthday. He wants to hang out with his friends, and you know the other child, you know. The fam, you know, he wants to be around everybody, and if his dad's there, then, you know what I'm saying, that'd be better for him. Like, he'll feel happier about that. Like, you know, that'd probably be the highlight of his day. But did you go to cancel? Like, that's kind of, you know what I'm saying, that's kind of selfish. So you'll be out because, like, now you don't want to hang out with nobody, and you just want to take for the Holy Post birthday. You know, he's having a party, all this shit is planned already. So, yo, just go, know what I'm saying? Drop your gift off. Take some pictures with them. You know what I'm saying? You know, shoot the little basketball shit. Get some tickets. Play some skee ball or some shit. You know? And call it a day. It ain't like somebody gonna stay out there for the weekend and shit.
Yeah, I know, but you know how it goes. Let's play. Let's put on that. What is it? That ice cream. Ice cream. Is that me?
Nah, that's Wu-Tang joint.
Cause I got a song called Ice Cream too. But let's play that. Let's play that Big L, and then we gonna go into that Britney.
What?
Oh,
Yeah, we're back. Real talk with Lucky Me with Brooklyn Black here, and we're chilling. We're taking the light, cooling out.
Yeah,
we're tuned in.
Man.
Yeah, we're taking the light. Yo, what you drinking tonight?
I'm not drinking tonight. I got a lot of running around due tomorrow. I got a couple of events I got to hit up. Just going down during the day in the city. I got to be in the Bronx, and next week I got to start working on pregame radio as a whole, which includes, you know, Real Talk Lucky Me and all the other shows, and we'll be back. Well, I'll be back on air at the helm next Friday, and also next Saturday will be Ladies Night. So, of course, all those who don't know, that's when the ladies come through. You know, just here doing the damn thing.
Yo,
congratulations.
Yo, I don't know if you had that show ready. You had Lethal Lives on your show? Or that's coming up?
What's up?
You having Lethal Lives on your show?
Yeah.
Do you know who that is?
What, Ladies Night?
No, Lethal Lips.
Oh, no, that wasn't my show, no. That wasn't me. I think I might have retweeted that. That was the Best on Lady Steel show last night.
Oh, Lethal Lips. I used to, I got a lot of money to her point.
Wow.
She's a beast. You ever watch her porn?
In my space, you know, I have children, you know, they're children here, so most of my movies are either Kung Fu movies, Xbox 360 games, or for your shit.
Oh, God.
Yo, fucking, look, Johnny Depp. Yo, what you think about that Paranormal Activity 3? I'm thinking about, we might just go to the mall and see that shit, man. Who this?
Me personally, it's awesome. I wasn't really a big fan of the first two. And I'll say it's like, especially with the bombshell drama, like there's just with like bacon bones and whatnot.
Well, to me, one was really scary, but two, it's okay. What are you looking for?
I'm trying to figure out what the hell I did.
Can you say hello to...
Is your song playing in the background?
Yes, hold on.
Say hello to
Hi.
What's up, Hooters.com?
Not much. What's up with you?
You know, I'm just here chilling, but let me ask you, I got you on air, what were your thoughts on the song that Lucky Me released today?
It was cute. I don't know what I did. I think I accidentally did everything. Stop!
I'll tell you, not that many girls actually have a song, you know, dedicated to them, written for them, or written to them, you know, so I'm just wondering what's your whole take on the thing was. You know, he put all this where he put this song about you, and, you know, he put it out to paper. It wasn't like he just did it and then just sent it to you. He put that shit on YouTube, on Facebook, Twitter. That shit's all over the place. So, like, are you feeling like on cloud now, or you just trying to keep it modest right now?
Hold on, it's on Twitter?
Yeah, I have Twitter.
It's on Twitter?
This is on
Your
Twitter.
Ass. Honestly, to be honest with you, I don't know. Like, I'm still in shock that it happened.
That's your point.
You need to get out of my ass. And I'm still trying to, like, take it all in here.
Pause.
Wow, what you say? Wow.
You know I wish I can call him on the air? Because he's playing horrible basketball. Your man, T. Taylor.
Wait,
Jim
T. Taylor's playing horrible basketball?
Horrible basketball. One of his players got Magic Johnson syndrome. And if you know what I mean.
I'm out of here. So it's 347-857-4302. It's Real Talk. You're lucky me. You know, Brooklyn Black, I come through, you know, I be in the back pressing buttons and all that good shit. We're here in the building. Of course, Real Talk, Lucky Me, we'll all be back at this regular time, Monday, 8 p.m. All right, we're just doing this tonight. Get you guys ready for the weekend. Hopefully you guys are, you know, being safe with you rocking with us and everything like that. Shout out to shout out to Lucky Me, man. This dude, I can't say he never ceases to amaze you. You know, he does one thing and it flips to something else. So big shout out to this dude here. And shout out to all the ladies out there on the check-in. Elmira, Brooklyn, New York. Everyone who's rocked with us since day one.
Not to cut you off, but is Jeff home yet?
Huh?
Jeff supposed to come home soon.
That's right. Big shout out to Jeff Pager. He'll be home soon.
What day, though? He should be home already.
If anything, you probably want to hit up one of his rocker people to see.
I know. All I got to ask is Tamara. She would tell me.
Yeah, whoever that is.
Tamara, you know Tamara's baby mom?
Oh, that one.
Stupid. Miss, I can't feel no. I'm gonna feel it in my leg.
Sorry, I'm back.
Wow. Okay. With that being said, we're gonna go to this quick break. Now, say another Lucky Me song. We'll be right back.
Watch these rap niggas get all up in your guts. French vanilla, butter, pecan, chocolate deluxe. Even caramel sundaes is getting touched. And scooped in my ice cream truck. Check it up.
Yo, honey dip, summertime, fine jerry dripping. See you with pickings with a bunch of chicken tire clicking. I kept shooting strong notes as we got close. She rock roast, honey throat smelling like impulse. Your whole shell, baby's wicked like Nimrod. Caught me like a freshwater straw, or may I not be God? Attitude is very rude, boo. Crabby like seafood. It turns me on like Vine, see it all rude. They call me Starkey Love on check. The strategy by any means. Shirley Temple Girls was done by Billy Dean. Black Mrs. America, your name is Erica, right? True. Lazy Apple, small B6 shoe. Caramel complexion, breath smelling like cinnamon. Excuse me, honey, don't mean no harm. Turn around again. Goddamn, backyard's banging like a Benzie. If I were Jiggy, you'd be spotted like Sport McKenzie. I'm high powered, put a Dina Howard to sleep, you're parting. That bitch been on my mind.
I got money in the bank, I'm ballin' like LeBron. Mr. Rare Beat Instrumental.
My body dick all up in your butt. You on top, you squirting titties, moving like everywhere. Honey chocolate girl, don't stop it, drug that pussy right there. Wanna feel you come, sweat, messing all up my sheets. Licking on your toes and your ass, cause I'm a freak. Excuse my language, ho, please don't tell my mama though. Back up at the shop, I knock them down just like some dominoes. Lucky get a lot of hoes, I love the coochie. And please don't call my phone if you ain't giving up that booty. I'm that
drop top two seat of me and my coochie. Drop top two seat of me and my coochie. Drop top two seat of me and my coochie. Drop top two seat of me and my coochie.
They called in numbers. It'd be like five of them on one phone. So, maybe y'all hitting us up.
and we gotta represent the entire male species, and that ain't fair. So fellas, come on, get at us. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want us to go on some shit that the ladies do? You know, y'all want us to, you know, make that for a show? Let us know. Hit us up. Email us locktoomuchofanything.com, pregameradio@gmail.com. Like I said, I'd love to be back here on Monday. I'll be here, Lord willing, probably tomorrow and Friday, but we'll be back in Ladies Night. It's next Saturday. So we got a whole bunch of stuff done. Yo, look.
Yo.
I want you to check this track out, though, from Flo Dillinger before we get out of here.
Okay. Let's get it.
And everybody else, we'll see y'all next week. It's Freaking Radio. God bless. Don't drink a drop and crack it up. And if you live in Elmira, shit, I don't think they sell condoms in Elmira. Yeah, fuck that shit.
Nigga, stupid.
I just kind of want to, like, exercise on this shit real quick.
Let me stretch first.
It's gritty like music in the building, man. It's like my nigga Cannon said, B. We so like 28th century. You niggas is very 19th century. Dark ages. Check me out, yo.
I make you uncomfortable. Have my niggas looking at you like, hey, yo, who man is that? And someone end up snuffing you. Man, this shit is nothing, Duke. I snatch a magic carpet right from under you and break a fucking tooth, sucker punching you. All my niggas eating, yeah, my whole team munching, dude. Got your baby mama at the crib in a fucking tooth. I am Pro Dillinger, so tell me who the fuck is you. My life is like a movie reel and every day is something new. I got all my thunder shades. I don't even see you, ho. Dinner with them classy women coming on them skeezer hoes. So them girls leave me alone, but I can't leave the streets alone. Ain't nobody watching nothing, I can't leave the beef alone. I can't leave the Hennessy, the pussy, and the weed alone. You niggas can't leave the cops and the DTs alone. Money is the motive, but respect is what I'm in it for. Yeah, I got that butcher flow, every time I spit it raw.
I ain't gonna stop nothing, I ain't gonna lose nothing. I done did it all, only I ain't gotta prove nothing. Kobe with the number 8, Jordan with the 23. Kobe with the number 8, Jordan with the 23. I ain't gonna stop nothing, I ain't gonna lose nothing. I done did it all, homie, I ain't gotta prove nothing. Kobe with the number 8, Jordan with the 23. Kobe with the number 8, Jordan with the 23. Kobe with the number 8, Jordan with the 23. I'm leaping over any opposition that's in front of me. Griffin on the baseline, Rose on the first step. Nigga, I'm Larry Bird and Magic when they first met. Good like a blowjob, great like a Biggie, nigga. Thugging like I'm Tupac, living like a gritty nigga. Niggas got no luck, I'm Dirk on the poster. Shaq on the low block, and Starks on the poster. A veteran, a soldier, a gentleman, an animal. Blood on my hands, a nigga savage like a cannibal. Brutal like a beatdown, rugged like a legionnaire, frontin' like a nigga super thug, but all I see is fear. I don't even wanna know, fuck your nigga's resume. I don't even care, plus I'm nicer than you anyway. I don't even wanna know, fuck your nigga's resume. I don't even care, plus I'm nicer than you anyway. I ain't gonna stop nothing, I ain't gonna lose nothing. I done did it all, homie, I ain't gotta prove nothing. Kobe with the number 8, Jordan with the 23. Kobe with the number 8, Jordan with the 23. I ain't gonna stop nothing, I ain't gonna lose nothing. I done did it. Kobe with the number 8, Jordan with the 23. Kobe with the number 8, Jordan with the 23.
That's right, nigga. I'm like fucking Kobe in his prime, man. Jordan when he had on that 23. I'm motherfucking Shaq on the Lakers, nigga. I'm fucking Karl Malone on the fucking Utah Jazz, nigga, with Stockton throwing him the alley-oops. Gritty
Life Music. Yes, back in the middle now, Pro Dillinger, number 8. We've got a couple minutes left in showtime. It's your talk, Lucky Me's in the building. Yo, look, we got a call. Somebody want to say something to you, man.
All right, put them on.
Last 4 digits, 8672. What's good? You're live in the building. Real talk with Lucky Me.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Yo, bitch, why the fuck you be lying about shit on Facebook?
Whoa!
Who is this?
Whoa is right, ho. Why you be saying that the fight that happened was over penis? No, it was over Hooters being a fat bitch. Laugh, bitch.
Well, wait. For starters, I already know who this is, and I'm gonna say this.
No, I know, no, it's not. I know. First of all, the reality of it is, it was. You can say it has something to do with Hooters, maybe, but the root of it was behind a nigga and past beef. Like I said, early on the show.
It wasn't over. It wasn't over nobody. It was over the fact that the bitch said that she stole her shit and she was gonna get it back, but that she needed to break into somebody's house and steal the shit. It's fucked up.
And then can't fight her own battle.
And then can't fight her own battle. She's gotta call somebody to come fight the shit. It's ridiculous.
Well, I want to say this. This is what I learned about Elmira girls and Chemung County girls. Are you ladies, y'all stupid. Y'all very stupid. You know why y'all stupid? Because the person that you're with, did you tell that young lady that you slept with her boyfriend while they was together?
What?
Huh, peekaboo? Did you tell Lindsay that you slept with Tyler, knowing they were still together?
Yeah, I did tell her, and he's got a little penis.
Now, why do you ladies always talk about the man's penis, but when y'all have the penis, y'all suck on the penis, and y'all embrace the penis?
Because
Yo, Brooklyn Black, I just hate when females do that. When they messing with the guy, he has the biggest penis in the world, and then when they break up with him or they kick him to the curb, he has the littlest penis of all time. Why do you ladies do that?
Nobody said that.
I don't know, because these women, they feel if they start talking shit about our dicks, because a lot of men, we pride ourselves, based on size and girth of our penis. So, your dick ain't shit. But knowing in the back of your mind, you wasn't saying none of that shit when my penis was sitting in the back of your throat, when you felt my penis in your stomach. But now that it's over, my penis is small. So, come on, let's keep on it. You know what I'm saying? You say that shit just to...
Not only do they talk about the penises, they steal stuff. They steal iPod touches and Xbox 360s and things like that. Like I said, these type of things are small things to a guy like myself, because I get these things every single day for the low, low price. It just shows the class Chemung County females.
Lucky, I don't got your iPods.
Devin said you had them.
Bitch, why the fuck would I take your iPod if I have money? I don't need to steal shit from people to sell shit to have money.
That's what Chemung County girls do, miss. You just happen to live in the county of Chemung.
That's what we do. I stole your shit, right, Lucky?
Miss, why you cursing?
I'm a thief. Do you not know how much money is coming up when I used to stay with her? Do you, like, for real? They robbed Lindsay's house. Duh, she had the fucking iPod. She showed them to me.
I'm just saying what Devin told me or whatever. At the end of the day,
I
took it as a loss. It is what it is.
Right, Lucky?
What you said?
I said you believe somebody who stabs people in the back.
Well, I mean, like I said, all you females, y'all do it to each other. One minute y'all buddies, and then y'all hanging out. Then one minute you're talking about each other behind their back. That's just how y'all give it up out here.
Well, when you stand me in the back and want to talk me and shit about me to somebody who is supposed you ain't no fucking better, Lucky.
Miss, how am I no better? All I want to do is put my penis in you.
You see?
I'm telling you, that's why. That's my only intention, like for you Elmira girls or Chemung County girls. There's nothing that you girls can do for me but give me some pussy.
Okay, then why are you with Amanda?
Why is that important to you?
Because you.
That's awful.
Because you just said. Tell whoever the fuck that is to shut up.
Hold on. Peekaboo, why are you so angry, Peekaboo?
Because you're lying.
Well, I'm not gonna get into this. Peekaboo, I just want to answer this. We got 60 seconds left on the air. You talk hella shit about Lindsay, and now you're hanging out with her. Did you tell her everything you said about her?
I never talk shit about Lindsay.
Listen, we're going to keep it straight. This is real talk with Lucky Me. We want to keep it real. Let's keep it real.
Let's do this, my nigga, because we are pressed for time. We got about 30 seconds left. Big shout out to the homegirl who's yelling in the background for no damn reason. Twitter.com, I'll see you. Shout out to my homie, Skills and Bill, 707 Lake Street.
I came to her like a woman and told her.
Now you get muted.
Wow.
You know, trying to be nice, trying to be civil, but like I said, tune in to us next week. Shorty, because I know you're still on the line. If you want to come ahead and shoot up, we can do this Monday, 8 o'clock. We head out, so get your homegirl, Lindsay, and get the girls out clapping and all that good shit.
Yo,
and then
we're going to tune in. Shout out to Brooklyn Black. Shout out to my son Amari, 143. And shout out y'all for even calling in. You're fake peekaboo. Shout out to Brooklyn Black.
Oh!
We out of here. Oh.